It's us again, baby. It's Chrissy.
It's Lexi.
And we are
Problem Addicts.
And we're excited for this one because mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago we posted, well, we're recording this all on the same day, but yes. When you're hearing this, it'll be two episodes ago yeah. Where we did putting people from high school in an alignment chart.
And we thought, you know what? That episode was so fun. Let's do the same thing, but with teachers that we had during high school.
And again, if you didn't have these teachers or you didn't even go to our high school, we'll explain a little bit.
We'll explain, yes. How they are. We'll give the backstory. But if you went to our high school, chances are you've had at least a few of these teachers.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I think we should just jump into it.
Well, do we want to do our little... We decided we wanted to start doing little intro topics at the beginning of every episode. Well, we can't do all of them right now because what we're going to do from now on is a funny news article we found that week.
Yeah.
Just our funniest moment of the week.
Uh-huh.
And then our favorite zodiac sign of the week. I mean, I guess we can do zodiac sign.
I guess we can do zodiac sign.
What's yours?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't hung out with anyone this week because my sister and I share a car and she still has school. So she takes the car and then she's always like doing stuff with her friends after school. So I'm literally home all day doing nothing.
Damn.
So I'm going to say Libra because I'm a Libra.
I thought you were going to say Capricorn because I came over, but that's fine.
Capricorn's a close second.
Okay, my favorite this week, I don't know. You know what? I'm going to say Cancer only because I've been listening to Ariana Grande a lot this week, and I fucking
love her.
Cancer. And she's a Cancer, so mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let us know your favorite zodiac signs.
Of the week.
And why.
Okay, so I guess now we can just jump right into it. It works the same way if you listen to the other episode.
Yeah, but the categories are different.
Yes. And they are iconic, angel, devil, babysitter, meaning they didn't really teach that much. They were just kind of like
there.
Impossible, as in just like, oh my God, like hard class, hard teacher. Friend, as in like they were kind of more of like a friend to us than a teacher or an authority figure. And then destroyed my hopes and dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so are we ready to start?
Yes, we're going to. So basically how it's going to work is one of us is going to draw a name and then we're going to put it on our separate alignment charts and we're going to explain why we put them there.
So first up, we have Mr. Blackburn.
Mr. Blackburn is a fucking icon.
I'm definitely putting him in iconic. He is one of my favorite teachers just because of how fucking hilarious he is.
Here's the thing. He's hilarious. His class was boring as hell, but like his side commentary.
Oh my God, that's how he kept me awake.
Yeah.
He would make jokes.
Yeah, literally. Now, he would always mark me late when I was like 1 minute late. And so that ended up with me going to the principal's office like twice. And yeah, it was bad. So for that, I might have to mark down some points.
As devil? No.
I wouldn't say devil, but he's the only teacher that really got mad at me for being late. So but you know what though? He was so iconic with the things I remember he retired, so I can say this. I remember one time someone asked him, hey, can you do a Donald Trump impression? He was like, I can molest a woman.
God, I love Mr. Blackburn. God. He always talked about his first wife.
His only wife.
He's still married to her. He always says, my first wife.
Yeah. Remember the day he guessed our ethnicities?
Yeah, first days of class, he was like, time to see how racist your teacher is.
Yeah.
And he tried to guess our ethnicities.
It was so funny. He guessed mine, and then I told him, like, he was, like, half right, and then I also told him what else, and then he was like, oh, they caused a lot of problems. And I was like, okay. And okay, yeah, he's iconic.
Love him. Okay, next, Leafhead. I never had Leafhead.
Okay, I did Leafhead.
I've heard people hate her, and I've heard people like her.
She liked me a lot because here's the thing: some people like blatantly like just disrespected her, which is so rude. I feel like people do that, especially guys do that with female teachers a lot. They kind of take advantage, like, of them or whatever. And I'm not gonna lie, sometimes her class was kind of boring, and that's just because she kind of spoke in a very monotone voice. Mm-hmm. But she did like me a lot, and like I didn't hate her class, honestly, as much as some other people did. And she did write me a really good recommendation for a summer program that I did.
Ooh.
And yeah, so
I don't think I'm putting her on mine because I don't know.
Yeah, the problem is that a lot of these categories,
what I did hear about, oh, you know what?
No, tell us.
Yeah, it's fine. apparently one I'll say their names. My friend Courtney, she wrote an essay for Leafhead, and another student, a guy student, decided to just literally copy that exact essay and turn it in. And he got a 100 and she got an 80 in Leafhead.
Really?
And I don't know how the fuck that happened, but yeah, that happened.
That's awful.
I know.
I'm gonna say, I don't know, because she did teach, but there were times where she didn't teach. So, but she wrote me really nice recommendations. She's always nice to me. So I'm gonna say Angel. I'm gonna say Angel.
Ooh.
Okay. What? Okay. Who's our next teacher?
Next up is Delaney.
Angel. She's
Angel,
my neighbor. Angel. She came to my graduation party. Was iconic.
She is a fucking icon. I love iconic. Her.
Great teacher. Mm-hmm. Great person.
Mm-hmm. I had Mr. Nelson the first half of the year, and then unfortunately he passed away.
Yeah.
He had brain cancer, but so our class moved to Miss Delaney.
Yeah, the I think half of the year, Miss Delaney's like she the best adjustment. Is really like the easy. Best teacher.
She's a great teacher.
I've had.
I love her. I love her. She was so sweet. She's also like she let us. She prepared us so well for everything too. Like I felt very comfortable doing like my
and she made IOC it fun. And
yeah, too. yeah.
So Angel.
One time she got frustrated with me because, like, I did this thing wrong, but it was totally my fault. So, like, I don't blame her at all for it. I literally sent her an email. I was like, I'm so sorry. Oh. She's like, no, it's fine. Have a nice summer. I was like, well. Okay, next up is Deemer. I had Deemer freshman year. I really liked her.
Okay. I liked her, but she was kind of passive-aggressive with me, and that's just because, like, the table that I sat with, it was me, my friend Dalton Peterson, which, Dalton, if you're seeing this, hey. And Dalton and I would just, like, goof off the entire time, so she didn't really like us.
I'm going to put friend, because Miss Deemer and I, like, I would always laugh in her class. Like, my friend Ashley and I were always, like, or no, Courtney and I, we would always, like, start roasting each other in the class toward the end of the year, and Miss Deemer... like, thought it was funny, but then she was like, guys, like, we gotta teach. And,
yeah.
But I love Miss Deemer.
The thing about, so the class itself was easy, but the way, like, during the last, yeah, it was like impossible. The last semester, I just, like, didn't really care, and I would, like, never, like, pay attention or whatever, so that's what made it impossible for me, even though, like, it wasn't her fault. It was more
so
my fault.
So that's on you.
So that's on me, so I'm gonna say friend, actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But she was friendly.
Stute,
oh my god.
How can he be the devil and also iconic? No, he's not the devil. He's a fucking icon.
Did I almost fail his class? Yes.
But that's besides the point.
Yes.
It's about the principle.
Homeboy really, like, used, like, other people's, like, PowerPoints. Well, like, he didn't even create, you know, the PowerPoints, which he'd literally just, like.
Oh, he did? He took those from other people?
Yeah. And he was, like, I'd ask a question, and he'd be like, I can't answer that.
Yeah, I did not understand Stute language. Like, you either understood what he was saying or you didn't. I did not retain a single piece of information in that class. I had to, like, watch chem videos at home.
Literally.
But nevertheless, I'm so happy I had him because it was an experience
Let's talk about some of our favorite Stute moments just to reminisce.
Oh, my God. There's so many.
I think one of mine is, and I know I've told you this, but we were watching a 9/11 memorial, and some guy was, like, wearing a kilt and playing the bagpipes, and this man goes, what Scottish person died? We're like, Miss Girl, it's 9/11.
Oh, my God.
And then another time, like, I remember, like, he had, like, what are those people called? Spectators or whatever, you know, when people from the county sit in on a class and evaluate the teacher. He had one of those, and one of them got too close. We were doing a lab, and one of them got too close, and he, like, yelled at her. Yeah.
One of my favorite moments. Well, actually, Stu would confuse Lexi and I sometimes.
Yeah, which is funny.
We didn't have the same class. We don't look alike.
We don't look alike. I think it's, though, because my real name's Alexandra, and her last name's Alexander. Yeah.
One time, though, this girl, Daisy, who was in my sixth period with me, because I had him sixth, I went in there to retake a test or something, and he was like, you already took this. And I was like, sorry, another call. Anyway, but he was like, you already took this. And I was like, no, I didn't. And he was like, yeah, you did. I was like, Dr. Stute, no, I didn't. I need to take my test. He was like, you already took this test. I was like, no, I didn't. And he would always do this to me. He always called me Daisy.
Did he end up, like, letting you take
it? Well, eventually, yeah, because he was like, wait, you're Daisy? And I was like, no, I'm Chrissy. And he was like, oh. Because he just kept confusing me as Daisy.
Oh, my God.
So he let me take the test. But, yeah.
Yeah.
I love Dr. Stu.
Yeah, he's definitely iconic.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Probably the most iconic.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Next up, Platt.
Platt. So I actually never had Platt as a teacher, but I had him as an ACT tutor.
Mm-hmm. I had him as a teacher. I had him for Enviro. I liked him a lot.
I liked him, too. I'd say
I want to put friend, even though I don't think he was really a friend to me. But he was definitely a friend.
I feel like students. He and I were, like, friends. I'm going to put friend.
Yeah, y'all met for coffee at Panera when you studied.
Yeah.
I'm going to put friend just because I don't know where else I would put it. I mean, he's kind of iconic.
He is iconic. Like, he's definitely one of the most iconic teachers at Creek.
Yeah, I might put him in iconic. You know what?
Okay.
I might.
I'm just putting him as friends because I didn't have him as a teacher.
Just
because
when he dressed up at, when we read Ishmael. And
oh, yeah, and he dressed up as, like, the gorilla that, or whatever.
That, oh, God, this is just so fucking funny.
Okay.
Duncan.
Oh, Duncan's iconic.
Yeah, iconic without a doubt. I want to put friend just because I love Miss Duncan
I love her, too.
But she, definitely iconic.
She's an iconic icon. Friend.
Iconic friend. A friendly icon, yes. If you will. Okay, next up.
Roll.
Mm.
So, Roll and I, we're actually kind of homies.
Okay, Roll liked my ideas, mm-hmm. and the things I said and what I wrote, but he fucking hated me because I
never came to class.
I barely went to his class because I didn't fucking need to, okay? Mm-hmm. I got my shit done and I was fine, okay?
Yeah.
And he literally brought me down from an A to a B because of my absences. God. So I had to do this, like, these extra little worksheet things, mm-hmm. so he would bump me back up to an A, and I did it, but, like, what the fuck? Like, so I'm putting double, because or, I mean, maybe impossible, just because, also, Roll would do this thing where I feel like he would just keep talking to smart, yeah. but no one would know what the fuck
he was saying.
And, like, he is smart, obviously, but I feel like he's just tried to prove that point so much. Mm-hmm. And he's an INTJ, which I called from the get-go.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And he's a Virgo as well.
Mm, makes sense.
Yeah, I was like, Anyway, which I like Virgos, just like an INTJ.
I think he was iconic.
Weird jokes.
Yes. and they were hilarious, but, like.
Yeah, he was funny.
Iconic, but also friend. But then all at the same time, impossible, because sometimes I just didn't know what the fuck he was saying.
I'm putting devil because he put me down to a B. Okay. I had to do extra work to get it to an A when I had my A. So okay.
You know what? I'm gonna put friend. I'm gonna put friend.
I mean,
we were homies.
Like, damn. Anyway.
Yeah.
Richards.
Oh, love her. Well, now she's Miss Cole. Now she's Miss Cole.
Miss Cole, yeah. I'm gonna say babysitter.
Really?
Because I love her. I think she's an angel. But I feel like so many people would just, like, goof off.
And so many, yes, because really, because you and I had that mm-hmm. class together.
Which, our class wasn't really bad with that or anything, but I just feel like, at everyone, I actually the whole did. IB class would eat lunch in her room.
Yeah.
And she would just kind of deal with it.
Yeah, and I feel like, but, like, here's the thing, though. I did learn a lot in her class,
yeah.
actually.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel bad putting her as a babysitter.
Yeah, I forgot babysitter was, like, they didn't teach. That's not what I mean. Like, she definitely taught things. Like, I learned stuff. Mm. I was thinking babysitter isn't just, like,
mm-hmm.
that. So maybe, like, friend?
Uh-huh.
Or just angel, honestly.
Honestly, angel.
Yeah, I'm gonna put her as angel.
She, yeah.
Love her. Okay.
Next.
Mrs. C.
Oh. Here's the thing. She's iconic.
She is iconic.
She's an angel. She's a devil. She's a babysitter. She's impossible.
She's a friend. And she has destroyed my hopes and dreams.
She's everything.
She's all across the board.
Yeah. Honestly, here's the thing. The thing about Mrs. C is, like, she really got my hopes up and then let me down. Because here's the thing. When Caitlin and I first joined theater when I was a sophomore, she's a freshman. She was like, oh, you guys have such good voices or whatever. So then she let us do
the duet, right?
The duet. And then we got, like, superiors or whatever. And then I also got a callback for Killer Queen, which is, like, a pretty big role I didn't get it, but, like, I was, like, still in the show, and, like, the fact that I got a call back, like, yeah, as a sophomore.
Yeah, was really cool.
Was, like, really cool. So, I was, like, oh, she thinks I'm good, and then just, like, the following years, like, she just didn't really give a fuck about me anymore. So, I want to say destroy my hopes and dreams, but also, like, I really did the bare minimum.
See?
So, that's kind of on me,
and
too.
And my thing is that I really like Missy, and yeah. I loved working hard in theater, and I'm kind of like the opposite of Lexi, where I worked a lot in theater. Like, yeah. I did the maximum, pretty, like, well, not saying I did everything by any means, but like, I worked hard. Yeah. I did work hard, and I know I did, and I just feel like Missy has a hard time saying thank you sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, as a group, she'll be like, I really appreciate you guys, but, like, I feel individually, it's, like, she just doesn't, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember one time I worked so hard on the mics for the one act, and I showed them to her, and she was like, all right, well, I guess it's the best we're going to get.
Yeah.
And then I was working on the freaking dream catcher or whatever, and I showed it to her, and she was like, do we have another one? And I was like, we're about to. And I went and made another one, and Miss Kim looked at me, and she gave me a thumbs up, and she was like, thank you. So I don't know. I just feel like I also put a lot into theater and worked really hard in theater
I feel like you have more of a reason to put her as the destroy my hopes and dreams.
So I'm going to put her
but
as
still, just like the false hope she gave me.
Yeah.
So I'm putting her for that. But she's also
iconic in an angel and a devil and a babysitter and an impossible and a friend. So she's all of it.
She's all of it.
Love her, but I'm going to put her as destroy my hopes and dreams.
Yep.
just, you know, just to be fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No tea, no shade. No pink lemonade. But, you know. All right. Next up. Buddy.
Oh, Buddy Angel.
Did you have Buddy?
I did.
Yeah. I want to put her as Angel just because she would always take late work, and she was pretty just, like, relaxed. Yeah. But she was also really passive-aggressive sometimes.
She was, but, like, when she needed to be, you know?
Yeah, but one time I remember she was handing out papers at the beginning of the school year, because I was a sophomore when I had her.
Uh-huh.
And I remember she had, like, this rose tattoo, and I was like, oh, I like your tattoo. And she was like, oh, okay, thanks. And she was like, okay. Like, it was like she acted so weird about it. And I was like,
maybe she didn't want people to see it?
Yeah, but it was on her hand.
Oh.
Like, I don't know. So, I don't know.
I mean, yeah, she was, like, passive-aggressive sometimes. Also, but, like, aren't we all?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm putting her as Angel.
Yeah, I mean, she's by no means, like, a devil or impossible or anything
like that.
I want to kind of say babysitter just because, at least in my class, like, sometimes people would goof off, and I feel like she just kind of was, like...
Yeah.
Like,
sometimes that would happen.
Yeah. But she still, like, taught us
just
stuff.
Just go with your gut, honestly.
I'm going to say babysitter, even though she still... But when I say babysitter, I don't mean, like, they didn't teach. That's not what I'm saying. I think she still taught.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next up...
Johnson.
Johnson.
Johnson was our AP human teacher freshman year. And... oh, where to put him?
I don't know where to put him.
I really don't know either.
I mean, he was iconic in so many ways.
Right.
He also, like, rolls. Sometimes he would talk, like, really fast, and I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
He didn't destroy my hopes and dreams, really.
No.
But, I don't know. I might just put him as iconic, because he was kind of iconic.
He was iconic.
Yeah, but that is a top-tier position. But yeah. He's not an angel or a devil.
Yeah.
He's not a babysitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't think he was impossible.
No.
So, I'll put him in iconic.
Next.
Ludka.
Yeah, he hated me.
Low-key, I'm going to put impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
I don't think the class itself was impossible, but it was just, like,
He was just, like, impossible to deal with sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Because... first of all, I always fall asleep in this class.
Me too.
I'm so sorry. Like, yeah. I really wasn't trying to. I just...
I tried.
I was so tired that year. And, like, that year was, like, my busiest year. And I was so tired. And, like, yeah. And I just honestly feel like I don't remember him even teaching that much.
Like we would read.
Right. I remember him assigning things for us to read and putting stuff on the board.
And we always had, like, those packets that
right.
we had to...
And I don't know. I just...
I felt like a lot of it was, like, busy work, too.
Yeah. I'm gonna put impossible just because it was also so hard to get a good grade. Not, like, hard to get a grade in his class, just, like, he graded really overly harshly for certain students.
Yeah.
Like, he gave Becca and I, like, a C on this one thing, but really? We definitely did not deserve it. I remember that. We were, like, we talked about it, and he was, like, oh, it's because of this and this, and we were, like, that makes no sense.
He definitely, like, holds, like,
yeah, he holds
weird grudges.
Yeah, he does.
Against people. What else? And I remember... He would always talk about politics in class when it had nothing to do with what we were reading or even learning. Mm. And that, to me, was kind of annoying. Like, I remember we also did, like, a project on healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
What does that have to do with English?
Oh.
So,
I don't know. I mean, he did... Remember when a lot of people... Oh, well, you don't have him sophomore year, but a lot of people didn't turn in this packet, and he gave... He let everyone come in, like, answer questions about it.
I remember people were talking about that, yeah.
But... I remember my friend, it was either Sophie or Ashlyn this happened to,
mm-hmm.
but, oh, sorry, when we did the alignment chart thing, why didn't we pull Ashlyn's name? I just realized we never read Ashlyn's name.
Oh.
I meant to pull you, Ashlyn. I meant to write you down. Sorry, but obviously it's very close.
Yeah.
Anyway, but it happened to her, I think, or to Sophie, I think,
mm-hmm.
where... You were supposed to send him an email, and I guess her email never sent, but mm-hmm. she still sent it. And he was like, oh, well, now you can't do it because you didn't send an email.
Oh.
And she was like, no, I did. And she literally showed him the email on her phone. It was like, I swear, like, I sent it. I guess it didn't, I don't know what happened, but mm-hmm. it says that I sent it. And he still wouldn't let her do it.
Oh.
So that's where I just think he's kind of like, I don't know.
I'm gonna say devil.
I low-key might say devil.
I remember one time I saw him at church.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, maybe he's not the devil.
Maybe not the devil.
Maybe he's an angel.
Anyway, okay.
Miss Brooke.
Miss Brooke. She was always nice to me, but at the same time, she was chaotic.
She can be, like, nice or whatever, but she's also just impossible. I'm going to put her as impossible.
I remember we had to do, like, this African dance.
One time she literally said, like, something about... my shorts or like what I was wearing being slutty.
Oh,
or
really?
She said something like I distinctly remember her saying the word slutty.
Oh.
And I was like, what? And I don't know if she was joking or not, but mm-hmm. I'm just like, why, what?
Yeah.
Like something about my shorts or my mm-hmm. skirt. And I was like, what? And she always fucking dress coded people. It was the most fucking annoying
thing.
Oh,
yeah.
And she had these double standards. Ruby would always wear these, like, crop tops in dance mm-hmm. class, and she wouldn't say anything to Ruby. And then one time I wore, like, kind of a crop top, and then she, like, got mad at me and, like, in front of everyone. Plus, she fucked me over junior year with Papillon, but that's another episode that uh-huh. we can do. But... I'm going to put impossible because I think she meant well most of the time.
I think
but
she meant well. And also, like, and this is more of a me problem because I, like, profusely sweat. And I would just always go to seventh period sweaty. Mm. Like, that wasn't a good look for me. So I'm going to put impossible.
Okay. Madam. Here's the thing.
Madam.
Madam's iconic.
Madam is iconic.
Madam is the angel and the devil.
She's an angel?
I mean, I think she can be.
Not to me.
Well, she has destroyed my hopes and dreams.
Yes.
She is kind of a babysitter.
At times.
She can be a friend at times.
She can be a friend.
I'm going to put her as impossible because...
I'm going to put her impossible, she, too.
I really do in the bottom... I just pulled Alexi. In the bottom of my heart, I do have love for Madam.
Me too, me too.
She's fucking impossible. So.
She's fucking impossible.
But, I mean, passed somehow, so yee-hoo. Okay. Next up. Oh.
Sorry, put him.
Sorry. Morris.
So I wrote down Morris because I know you had her, but I never had her.
I fucking love Morris. She's iconic and she's an angel and she's a friend. She can be a I'm not going to put her as angel only because, like, she would be a tough ass on us.
Didn't she dress code a lot?
She did at the beginning of the year. Then I think she low-key gave up.
Okay.
But I fucking love Mrs. Morris so much. I'm going to put her as iconic just because Vonda Morris is one of my favorite teachers I've ever had.
Yeah, and like, I've, like, met her before.
If,
like,
it weren't for Mrs. Morris, I don't think I would have, like, did as well as I did on the math IB test. Like, mm-hmm. she prepared me so well for that because Buddy was cool, but I didn't really learn much in her class just because
oh, you didn't?
It was, well, only because it was easy to not pay attention.
Oh, okay.
Like, because she didn't call you out on it. Like, she wouldn't care if people were on their phones or whatever.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
I would, like, be doing other things during lessons. I'd be like, okay, I'll just do the rest of the lesson at home.
Yeah.
And then I get lazy. So, I mean, I did fine in the class, but, like, Miss Morris really prepared me for the test.
Okay.
I'm going to put her as iconic just because
I'm not going to put her down for anything just because I didn't have her, but she seems pretty iconic to me.
I love her so much. And she always said quarter instead of quarter. Oh, she's so, I love her. Gallen. Babysitter,
but he's also so iconic. Yeah. Like, just like the way, like, oh God, that class was so iconic. We would like always watch movies and stuff. And
I don't know. I feel like low-key a babysitter.
But low-key a babysitter, but too.
He would teach and everything. But I feel like, again, a lot of the times it was just, like, chaotic in there.
It was chaotic.
So, I'm going to put babysitter.
I'm going to put babysitter, too.
But I saw him at the flea market the other day. Oh, that's, I was like, so funny. Hey, hi.
How you doing?
Okay, a few more. Dr. Smiley, I did not have her, but I've heard many of things about her. I've heard that she was the devil from people, and I've heard some people liked her.
It's weird. She had moments where she was the devil to me. But she'd also had moments when we were kind of homies, but her class was kind of hard, TBH. And maybe that's just because I'm not a science person.
I'm not either.
But, and I think, like, part of the reason why people don't like, some of that stems from the fact that people were, like, really disrespectful towards her. So, of course, she was meaner. So, of course, she was meaner towards them. But even towards me, sometimes she was, like, kind of rude and, like, would, like, so call me out. And one time she saw me on Tinder.
What?
And one time I was,
like, you meant, like, you matched, like,
one time I was, like, swiping through Tinder. She's, like, should you be on that? Like, girl, why are you looking at my phone?
So what are you going to put her as?
Honestly, that class caused me a lot of stress. I'm going to put impossible.
Okay. Next is Griffith. I feel like he was kind of a babysitter.
Griffith was a babysitter, hands down.
I like Griffith, though.
I like Griffith.
But, yeah.
But, yeah.
And last but not least, Guffer! Angel! Fucking icon and angel.
Icon and angel. Yeah, I wish there was, like,
I wish I could put him in both. Both, I'm gonna put him in angel just because he's a fucking angel and I love Gufford.
Yeah.
And he prepared, well, we didn't get to take our test, but he prepared us really well.
Yeah.
But he's learned also a fucking icon.
Yeah, learned a lot in his class, and I like how he would always have music playing.
Yes, every time I came in, it was such a good vibe.
Such a good vibe.
And I remember when we read A Streetcar Named Desire, mm-hmm. Aaliyah and I were Stella and Stanley a lot of the time.
That's and, so funny.
At the one part where they screamed Stella, Aaliyah was like, Stella! And, like, yelled. Oh, my God, it was so funny. And, oh, God, his class was just, wow.
Yeah.
Even though sometimes he would do that thing where he would be like, like, oh! You know that thing he did? He was like, everyone knows, and everything, that, da. Like,
get
our attention.
Yeah.
But I was like, please, just
yeah,
but I fucking love Gufford.
Me
too. And I hope he's doing well.
Me too.
And yeah, so
that's all the it.
Teachers, I guess. Oh, should we do Dr. Sparger? Papa Hawk?
Well, he's not a teacher, but he's the principal.
He's a friend.
He's a friend.
An icon. No, he's an icon.
He's an icon.
What are we talking about? Without a doubt, yeah. What are we talking about? I don't know. I can't really think of any more.
I mean, there was my film teacher, but like, no, like barely anyone had him.
Right.
It was like an easy class, but then. Until we had to do IB stuff, and then he was a really hard grader, so I'm going to put impossible. His name was Kuiper. Mr. Kuiper. Yeah. Okay, but yeah, that's all I can really think of.
Miss mm-hmm. Farrell was an angel
freshman I didn't year. Have her, but she did sponsor True Crime Club. Love
yes,
her.
Yes, I love her. She's an angel.
So she's an angel. How about Miss Rogan? Did you have a Miss Rogan or no?
No.
Okay, I have Miss Rogan. I don't know how I felt about her. I really don't.
A lot of people loved her.
Loved her, but at the same time, kind of didn't learn anything in her class. Maybe that's just because I was, like, half asleep during it.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Okay, but, yeah, I think that's it. Thank you so much for watching, or listening.
Oh, yeah, we keep saying we're going to film. Whatever.
Whatever.
We'll film the next one. We said it last time.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. Anyway, thanks, guys, for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Bye, Addicts.
Bye, Addicts.
Follow our Instagram, Prop Addicts, and our main socials.
Lexi K. Brandt.
And Cursing Alexander. Goodbye.
Have a good day.